All right. Buckle up, because today we are taking a deep dive into this Rima Labs report on home loan leads in the APAC region.
Really interesting stuff.
Yeah, we're going to figure out how one particular bank is trying to come out on top. How are they going to beat the competition? What are they doing?
What's interesting you should say that, because they actually use a really interesting approach in this report. They call it a trifecta approach.
Trifecta approach. What's that?
So basically,
it's not like three prongs?
Yeah, it's like three prongs. Yeah, three prong strategy. They look at what we already know about home loans, right? Mm. Like economic trends, what demographics are doing, all that fun stuff. But then they combine that with information theory.
Okay.
And information theory is basically like, how much information can we actually get from each data point?
So not all data is created equal.
Exactly. Some data points are way more valuable than others. And this is where it gets really cool. The third prong is something called Granger causality.
Granger causality.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
It sounds familiar, but you're going to have to remind me.
Okay. So imagine you're trying to figure out if online ads for umbrellas actually make people buy more umbrellas.
Okay.
Or if it's just raining.
Right.
Like, how do you know?
Correlation versus causation.
Exactly. Granger causality is like that statistical detective that helps us figure that out. Even in a really complex system like the home loan market.
So they're figuring out which marketing activities are actually the ones driving the results.
Yes. And you know what they found?
Why?
This bank's brand strength.
Yeah.
That's huge for them. Like, we're talking 37% impact on getting new leads.
Whoa, 37%. That's massive. I guess you really can't put a price on a good reputation, particularly when it comes to finances.
No, you can't. Especially with home loans. Yeah. People want to trust who they're taking out a loan with, right? This bank. They've clearly figured that out.
Yeah, peace of mind is priceless. But a good reputation will only get you so far. You gotta reach those customers. What did the report say about how they're actually getting the word out?
So this is where things get really interesting. We're living in a digital world, and this bank, they get it. Their paid search campaigns, those are killing it for
them. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But get this. Right behind paid search, two specific digital TV advertising strategies that are working really well. They're calling them TV Digital 1 and 2.
Hold on, TV Digital 1 and 2. Is this some kind of secret menu at the bank?
Maybe. But seriously, they don't go into crazy detail about the specifics in the report.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's got to be something like those super targeted ads you see on streaming services or on-demand stuff.
Okay, so instead of your typical TV ad that everyone and their grandma sees, these are more like laser-focused.
Exactly. They're going right for their target audience.
Smart. So they've got a great reputation. They've nailed down their digital marketing strategy. What else did this report uncover? What about the competition?
Ooh, things are about to get real.
Yeah.
The report, it basically paints this picture of this three-way battle for every single customer.
It's like the financial Hunger Games out there.
Yeah.
Okay, but seriously, who are these competitors? Give me some names.
Unfortunately, they keep things anonymous in the report, you know, privacy and all. But they do highlight what makes them stand out.
Okay, I like it. I'm intrigued.
So, for example, they talk about Competitor X. They're all about those crazy low interest rates. They're trying to undercut everybody.
Wow, bold strategy.
Right. And then you've got Competitor Y. They're all about making the online application process super smooth, you know, for all those tech savvy customers out there.
Interesting. It seems like if you want to come out on top in this market, you need to know your competition just as well as you know yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to know what they're doing so you can stand out. But it goes even deeper than that. Let's talk about ROI.
Okay, let's talk about it. Hit me with it. How is this bank's marketing budget actually translating into results?
So they've got these visuals in the report that really break it down. They call them saturation curves. Have you ever heard of those?
Saturation curves.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of ringing a bell, but why don't you refresh my memory?
All right, so picture this. You're pouring water into a glass. At first, it fills up fast, right?
Yeah.
But then as you keep pouring, it's like every drop, it makes less and less of a difference until eventually, you guessed it, it's overflowing.
Okay, I get it. It's all making sense now.
So it's the same idea with marketing. At a certain point, throwing more money at something doesn't equal bigger results.
So what you're saying is there's a point where it doesn't matter how much more money you spend, you're not going to see that much of a difference.
Exactly. And the report shows this for every single one of their marketing strategies, which is super useful when it comes to budgeting.
Because if you can pinpoint the exact moment where you're no longer getting a good return on your investment, you can start spending your money in a smarter way.
Exactly. And you know what's really cool? This report, it doesn't just tell them where to spend their money. it actually helps them figure out who their ideal customer is.
Okay, now that's smart. That's huge.
Right, because you can't just throw money at a problem. You got to know who you're trying to reach.
Exactly. So how do they do it? How do they define this, like, ideal customer?
Data, my friend, data. They take all this information and they break it down. They figure out different groups of customers, each with their own thing that makes them tick.
Makes sense. Because someone buying the first home, that's a different ballgame than someone who's, like, refinancing their fifth investment property.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really granular. Like, they found out that first-time home buyers in this market, they really care about online reviews.
Mm-hmm.
What are people saying online? Are they happy?
Oh, interesting. Social proof.
Yes. They want to see that others have had a good experience. So the report, it kind of hints that this whole user-generated content thing, influencer marketing, that could be big for this group.
So it's all about tailoring the message to the right people. You got to know what's going to resonate with them.
Exactly. And the beauty of all this is they can keep refining it as they go.
Yeah.
They get more data. They adjust their strategy. It's like a dance.
It's like they're building this dynamic map of the market, constantly updating. Okay, so we've talked about brand power. We've covered digital marketing. The competition's fierce. And they're getting laser focused on their customers. What else jumped out at you from this report?
For me, it just highlights how crucial data-driven decisions are in this day and age. This bank, they got all these amazing insights because they didn't just collect data, they dug deep.
It's like they had all the pieces of the puzzle, but they needed the report to show them how to put it all together.
Precisely. They use some really sophisticated tools and techniques to make sense of it all.
I mean, it's basically a roadmap for navigating this whole home loan world.
And you know, the best part is, this isn't just for finance. Any industry can learn from this.
Absolutely. It's all about taking a closer look at your data, finding the patterns, understanding your audience, and then using that knowledge to make smarter decisions.
100%. It's a mindset shift. It's about being data-driven.
Speaking of data, they mentioned something called a budget optimization algorithm in here. What is that all about?
Oh, yeah. That's where it gets really interesting. Because now we're talking about taking action. This bank, they wanted to know, if they put in a little extra money into marketing, what's the best way to do it? How do they maximize their return?
It's like finding that magic formula.
Right. So Aroma Labs, they used their fancy algorithm to run simulations on the results. They were pretty impressive.
Okay, I'm ready. Tell me more.
A 30% budget increase strategically allocated. They estimated it could bring in 28 more qualified leads.
Whoa, 28 more. That's a lot, especially in the world of home loans. What makes that number so significant?
Well, think about it. In a market this competitive, those 28 leads, those could be a lot of closed loans down the line. We're talking major revenue.
No, it's not just about getting more leads. It's about getting the right ones, the ones who are actually going to follow through.
Exactly. And that's where understanding your customer segments comes in again.
Because now you know who to target and where to find them.
Yeah.
So when you do increase your budget, you're not just throwing darts in the dark.
Exactly. You're making smart, strategic investments.
So we've got brand equity, the rise of digital marketing, understanding the competition and the power of data-driven decision-making.
Don't forget customer segmentation and budget optimization.
This report is a gold mine of information. But before we give away all the good stuff, it really seems like this bank, they're in a fantastic position to just totally take over the home loan market.
I know, right? They've totally cracked the code. And you know, this whole report, it's really got me thinking.
About what?
We talk a lot about data, right? All the numbers, the algorithms.
Correct.
But this report, it really brings it back to the human element.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's easy to get lost in the weeds.
Right. But behind all of that data, those are real people making massive life decisions, buying a home.
It's a huge deal. You got to build trust. You got to provide value. And it seems like this bank, they get...
Yeah, they're not just chasing numbers. They're trying to build relationships.
It's like they're using the data to be even more human, not to replace that human touch.
Exactly. And for me, that's what makes this report so powerful. It's not just about the technical stuff. It's about using data to connect with people on a deeper level.
And the coolest part is it feels like they're just getting started. Imagine what they can do with all of these insights.
It's an exciting time for data-driven marketing, that's for sure. The possibilities are endless.
So to wrap things up, it sounds like this bank, they've got the knowledge, they've got a clear plan of attack, they're ready to dominate.
They've got the cheat codes. And the best part is, you don't have to be a giant bank to use these strategies.
No, any business can benefit from this data-driven approach, no matter what industry you're in.
It's all about asking the right questions, right? Listening to your data and then being willing to adapt.
Exactly. Never stop learning. Never stop optimizing.
You got it.
So if you're out there listening to this, feeling that spark of inspiration, that's awesome. Run with it. Knowledge is power.
Dive into your data. Play around with new tools. You never know what you might find.
You might just uncover a gold mine. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive.
Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, happy analyzing.